Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. All right, so today we continue in our series of Fixer Upper and looking at how in this new year we can be new and better in who we are. And last week we looked at the demolition side of the project, of what it is that needs to be taken away from us. What are those habits we need to get rid of and things that aren't leading towards our happiness and well-being and living out of God's plan for us. And today we look at the raw materials. And so to begin this, I want to tell you, and it's funny, my parents are sitting here because my parents inspired me to try something new, okay? Do you know where I'm going, Mom? Oh, good. They inspired me to try something new, and maybe you've seen these programs that you can sign up with, these food subscriptions where they send you your box of food, and here's all your ingredients and your recipe cards, and you make your recipe, and there's many a nights when I don't have the kids and it's just me, and I don't like going to the store just for me and putting together a meal just for me, and too often I just eat ramen. It's easy just to open the package and boil water, and I like to cook, but it's just not feeling that motivated. I don't know how many single people are out there that hear me on this one. And so I saw this and I was like, well, it's meals meant for two, so it can be my dinner and my lunch the next day. And maybe if it arrives on my door with all the stuff and I need to use it, maybe it'll motivate me to actually cook for me a balanced and nutritious meal and find some new ways of putting foods together. And so how this works, Wednesday on my doorstep arrived this box about this size. And in it was three meals worth of ingredients. And the cool thing is, it's just the amount of ingredient that you need. So you need 2 tablespoons of tomato paste. There's a packet with 2 tablespoons of tomato paste instead of a whole can. You need 3 ounces of ricotta cheese. Here's a little 3-ounce thing. And here's your 2 tablespoons of butter. Here's your little packet with just enough red pepper flakes. All the ingredients are right there. And then here's the recipe cards. And all you got to do is follow it step by step with the pictures. And what do you know? At the very end, it actually looks like the picture of what you're supposed to make, right? Well, so I made that realization this week as I'm looking about it and I'm getting ready to preach on raw materials. That's just what they're sending me. They're sending me the raw materials for a meal. Now, I have 2 options when that box comes. I can either look at all of these ingredients and say, hey, look at this. They're planning on me making chicken paillard out of this, or it's spinach and mushroom stromboli out of this. And I can follow the recipe to the T, and I can end up with what they envisioned me making out of these ingredients. But then I could be this very independent and stubborn person, couldn't I? And I could look at all these ingredients and say, well, that's nice. This is what they want me to make. But I'm going to do my own thing with all these ingredients and end up with my own creation, right? I absolutely have that ability. I don't think there's Blue Apron police that will come after me if I don't make what's on their recipe card. But realistically, they have a plan and a vision for those ingredients that they've given me, for me to fulfill, to make this wonderful dinner for myself and maybe somebody else if a friend happens to be over. And I have to tell you, we are just the same way. God created us. As it says in the scripture, it says in Psalm 139, it says, God knit us in our mother's womb. God in our mother's womb put together all of these raw materials, these talents, these skills, these ambitions, these passions and abilities. And God says, here are the raw materials for a life. And here's what I vision that life becoming. I can see it right there. And God had these hopes and dreams that this is what it would be. But we are independent and sometimes stubborn people, right? And we have the decision to make of what we are going to do with those raw ingredients. And that is what I would like to look at today. But the first place I would like to go is that wondering, when you wake up in the morning and you first stand in front of the mirror, what are your first thoughts of the day? Mine aren't usually so good. I told Leon in first service, I said, I'm jealous that you never have to look in the mirror and see bedhead, Leon. He's kind of bald. But anyways, oftentimes when we look in the mirror, what we see are the flaws and the imperfections. But today I want to challenge you, when we look in that mirror and when we examine ourselves, not to see the flaws, but to see the potential. And why is it that we look in the mirror and we see the potential? When we realize that when God created us to be the image of God. That's what he said when he made us. He said, I will put my image in them. So think about that. When we look in that mirror and we get critical about the way we look, we are criticizing God's image. I don't know if God was standing in front of you and you would be willing to criticize God's image. If not, then maybe we shouldn't be criticizing God's image when we see it in the mirror or we see it in photographs. You see, that is God's image right there inside of us. And God has created us to be perfect. That's what he's created and intended out of us. And our job is to be able to recognize that, to embrace that, and to be willing to live within that plan. Because we look in this scripture, and here in the Psalm of David, and like I said last week, if it says a Psalm of David, it either means that David wrote it or David had it written. He could be saying, this is how I'm feeling, that's what's going on. Can you please write me a psalm that expresses this? And somebody could have written it, and it would be a Psalm of David. But here we have David, and what is David doing? But he's examining himself, and as he's examining himself, he spends much time talking about where God is. He says, you know absolutely everything about me. You know my thoughts, you know my hearts, you know my actions, you know my movements. And he says, I can't get away from you. I go up to the mountaintops, there you are. I hide in a cave, there you are. I go to the bottom of the sea, there you are. I go on all of the rides at Disneyland, and there you are sitting next to me, right? Because only God can afford to go to Disneyland, so I'm sure he's the one that's there. But he's saying everywhere. And one could be thinking, well, if we've got the David from last week that's remorseful and needing of mercy and grace, maybe it's a, don't look at me, here you are, you see everything I do, and I'm ashamed. But here is not the tone of the scripture. Here it's, everywhere I go, you're there. You're before me, you're behind me, you bind me with you. And this is a psalm of praise of God. I am never left alone. To think about this very faithful David, that while he was a young shepherd boy, out there in the fields with the sheep, trying to protect them and care for them, and was he ever alone? No, because he knew God was always with him. He always had that security of knowing that God was there and caring for him while he cared for his sheep. And then David became the soldier, and David led God's army. And as he was going out there in battle, as he was out there running for his life with his men, he was never alone. For as he went out into battle, God always went before him and beside him. When he was on the run and hiding from King Saul, God was always with him. And when David sat on the throne as king, David knew he had his throne, but he knew the bigger throne beside him was God as the king of all. He knew he was never alone. He knew never had a task that was just his, that God would be there with him and supporting him, knowing what was going on, knowing when he was feeling weak, knowing when he was feeling afraid, knowing when he felt incapable, knowing when he felt he needed mercy, knowing when he felt love the first time he held his baby boy Solomon in his arms, that God, you are here experiencing it all with me, supporting me and guiding me and loving me and giving me mercy. In this psalm, David is rejoicing at God and that everlasting, unconditional presence. But then here he gets to it. My favorite part in the scripture, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. Because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We are each fearfully and wonderfully made by God, and that makes us limitless. Did you hear those words? Because I don't think we say those words enough. To be able to look at God and say, God, I praise you because you have made me who I am, and all of your works are wonderful. When's the last time you looked at yourself and said, hey, you're wonderful? I might have to try that today, and I'm going to turn bright red, embarrassed at myself, but that's what God wants. God wants us to look at ourselves and see the wonderful part of who we are, of what God's created us to be. Because God says, when I knit you in that womb, I made you exactly who I wanted you to be. In Jeremiah 29:11, Jeremiah says of God, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and give you hope. Plans to give you a future. And I know I just butchered that, and it's my favorite scripture. But God says, I have plans for you. I think about it in so many different ways. If you're a cook, when you gather all those ingredients, I sometimes wonder what the cashier thinks with my hodgepodge set of ingredients, of wondering what in the world is this woman making with this set of ingredients, right? Or maybe it's going to the craft store and picking up materials for a sewing project, or canvases and paint for a painting project. Maybe it's going to the hardware store and picking up wood and nails and manly type stuff. Whatever it is, we begin with the raw materials. And anybody else could look at them and say, I have no idea what that's going to become. I have no idea what that's going to look like on that blank canvas or with that amount of lumber. But we, as the Creator, we know what we want that finished project to look like. We know what we want that meal to look and taste like, or we know what we want that quilt to look like, or that dress to look like. We know what we want that painting to look like, or that project. And we can see it, and we can envision it, and then it's just the matter of going through the process to complete it and have it fulfill the vision that we had. And God says, I know it might seem strange, this combination of skills and gifts that I gave you, and maybe you don't see what they all add up to. But God says, I can see it. I know exactly what it is if you'll just have the faith and the patience to see my plans be fulfilled. What would it be if we looked in the mirror and we looked to see, what are our skills and abilities? What are the good things that God gave me? What are the things that are in my heart? What are the things that I'm capable of doing? What are the things that I enjoy and make me happy? And then what if we took that list of raw materials, those list of ingredients, and started to work on a plan with God? God, now that I've got all of this, what can I do with this that's going to make me happy, that's going to make me feel fulfilled, that's going to make the world a better place around me, and that it's going to be praiseworthy of your name attached to my image? For that's a project that God desires to work on with us, to figure out those limitless possibilities of what can be made with our life that's been fearfully and wonderfully made. What does it take but the faith in God of who he's created us to be, and the patience to see that project come to fruition before our very eyes? My friends, I give thanks for each one of you, because each one of you is a wonderful work of God, and the world is blessed because you are in it. Amen.